Hey, beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. This is your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. I'm so glad that you are here and willing to invest in this time to really discover what it means to be God's beloved during this unique season of your faith as a Christian single. So if you haven't already, please go grab yourself a tea or a cup of coffee and just pretend that we're chatting away at a local coffee shop as we discover the joys, the struggles, the challenges, and opportunities of being Christian single today. Remember, this is not just another podcast, but an invitation to belong to a community of fellow believers who are on this journey as Christian singles so that we can be of an encouragement, of prayer, of support to one another in this path of self-discovery. And if you haven't already, I strongly encourage you to subscribe or follow our podcast so that you may join in on this conversation and be notified whenever there's a new episode coming out. So this week, I really felt pressed upon my heart that the Lord wanted us to pray together the prayer of Jabez. The prayer of Jabez, which is from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. So I'm reading from the English Standard Version, ESV, and it says, Jabez called upon the Lord of Israel, saying, O that you would bless me and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. When the Lord invited me to pray this together with you guys, I was kind of not understanding, God, what does this have to do with being a Christian single? Why this specific prayer? I can think of other prayers that may be more quote-unquote appropriate for this platform. And then he reminded me that this was actually one of the fundamental prayers that I had prayed a lot during my last 10 years of singlehood. And the reason why I felt pressed upon my own spirit to pray this prayer for my own life was to embrace the fact that singleness does not equal barrenness. Let me say that again. Singleness does not equal barrenness. That can seem contradicting at times because obviously when you're single, unless you figured out a way to clone yourself, basically you're pretty barren. And that is a common mindset for both the secular world and the Christian world, it seems, that as if you're somehow not as complete as a human being when you're single. Somehow as if life is on a pause when you're single. And this misconception can be very detrimental, very harmful if we allow ourselves to walk in that kind of belief, that kind of mindset. Like I mentioned before, Jesus was single and he was definitely fruitful. And Paul, who wrote the most about marriage in the New Testament Bible, also had the gift of singleness and he was definitely very fruitful. So no matter what brings you into this season of singlehood, whether it's because you're not yet married, or you've decided to embrace the gift of singleness, or that you've been divorced, or you're widowed, this season is not a desolate season. This is not a season of barrenness. This is not a season of in-between. This is your season. You are brought here not by mistake. You are not left alone here waiting to wither and die. You are not waiting for something better to come along. This is where you're supposed to be. And the essence of why this prayer of Jabez was so impactful during my season of singlehood, or still as my season of singlehood, is that it's that prayer of knowing that no matter where I am in life, that the blessings of Abraham is still true in my life, that God would continue to bless me indeed. And that he would enlarge my territory indeed, because as I pray on earth as it is in heaven, I become a conduit for the impact of heaven to invade earth. And likewise, when you align with God, when you allow the Holy Spirit to wash you from the inside out, and you yield yourself to be a messenger of God, to be his ambassador on this earth, it's inevitable that your territory, your sphere of influence will be enlarged, because that is God's desire for his kingdom to invade this earth, for his goodness to invade his earth, for his blessings to overflow to the ends of the earth, to each and every one of his creation, to his children. So of course, as the prayer says, his hand would be upon you and me, and that he would help to keep and guard us from evil, so that we would not be led astray, but that we would keep our eyes fixed upon him, trusting his guidance, trusting his leadership as we move forward, and that we would not be the cause of pain of those around us, but we would be the light upon the hill that brings upon clarity, brings upon wisdom, brings upon light, brings upon the love of the Father unto this generation. And as I've shared before in this podcast, that is the vision behind my online ministry. I am an online missionary, and the services that I'm providing here encourage each and every one of us to be a part of a love generation, a generation that is compelled by the love of God upon our own each individual life, allowing his love to bring healing and restoration and wholeness into our own lives, so that we may also bring that love to every one of our interactions, to everyone, that every life that we touch, everywhere that we go. And it's kind of like, you know, everyone's an undercover missionary for the kingdom of God. And which is biblical, that we are called to be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, and that is not just restricted for those who has the pulpit on Sunday or works or volunteers in a church building, but this is a calling upon all of God's children, that we would be filled with so much joy and delight and blessings that we cannot contain it within ourselves, that we will desire to bring this to the ends of the earth, because it's in sharing this joy with one another that we become more and more of who we were created to be. And that is why I really want to invite you to be a part of this community, so that we can go on this journey together. It's very exciting. It's full of joy, but it also has its ups and downs. It has its painful points, it has its discouragement, and we need to learn to celebrate with one another, but also to support and encourage one another in prayer and in community. So beloved, let me just pray this prayer over us once again. O God of Israel, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of the beloved that is listening to this right now, Father, I pray that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be with us, and that you would keep us from evil, and that we would not cause pain. O Father, O Jesus, O Holy Spirit, we pray knowing that you have already granted our request. Father, thank you so much. Papa, thank you so much that even before we ask, you have made a plan and made a way to grant us the desires of our hearts, to fulfill the desires of our hearts above and beyond our understanding, our expectations, our dreams, our wildest dreams, God. Thank you that your love for us surpasses our understanding, surpasses our fears, our neuroses, our personality types, all the things that the world tells us why it's impossible to achieve the goals that we desire in our hearts. You have a way, because you're the author of these desires in our hearts, and you are surely going to be the one to make a way to complete all of that, because nothing is too hard for you, Father. And we thank you. Pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to give us that peace and assurance every day, so that we may walk with you. Jesus, take our hands. Help us to open our eyes and our hearts, our ears, to see you taking our hand one step at a time. We don't need to figure it out on our own of how to do this. I know for one that I sometimes get myself in the downward spiral trying to figure out how is this going to happen? How is any of this logical? But Lord, yes, it's important to make a plan, but let's all the more trust that when we plan with you, when we come into the kind of like spiritual boardroom and do a team meeting together with you, Lord, that you will reveal the steps to us one by one. Just like you desire to reveal your ways to Moses. You never for a moment had him caught off guard of not understanding how he was going to lead the Israelites. You revealed the details of your plans to him. Likewise, when we seek you, we will find you, and you will give us the details of the plans that you have for our life. So may we trust you enough to seek those from you, to walk with you, and to allow you to lead and guide us in these ways. Obedience really isn't that hard when we trust the person that is guiding and leading. Obedience feels hard when we don't have that trust, when we've been let down many, many times before. And it feels like obedience is self-sabotage, because if you've been let down many times in life, then sometimes being obedient means that you're actually letting go of common sense. You're letting go of self-defense for your life, not knowing whether they have your best interest at heart or not. So this is a bit of a tangent I did not expect to go on today, but I think this is a tangent that God wants to go on, where the Father wants to reveal his heart to us. He doesn't condemn us for not having that quote-unquote faith or obedience, but he's actually very compassionate and understanding to knowing the experiences each and every one of us has went through that has caused to be distrusting, that has caused us to question even God's character. But that is why he is patient, and that is why he is a pursuing God. He doesn't demand attention. He doesn't demand obedience. He doesn't demand control. Because imagine if you were dating and you're meeting someone in the beginning of the relationship and no trust has been built yet. You don't even know this person, and they're demanding intimacy, demanding that you would trust them. That would be a red flag. That would be a serious red flag. But a safe relationship would be someone that is willing to go through life, to build up more experiences together, to earn that trust. Yes, God has the authority to demand of us because he's God. He's our creator. But he's compassionate to understand the traumas, experiences, the disappointments that we've been through in life. So instead of using his authority to demand of us, he reveals himself. He pursues. And all he asks is the opportunity, the privilege to pursue you. So beloved, no matter what your current relationship with God is like, I think today's invitation is, are you willing to let him pursue you to a deeper level? To let him reveal more of his love and his character to you? And as you discover his character, then you will know how to trust him. Then you will know how to obey him. Then you will know how to let him lead. Because if you think about Exodus, God wasn't upset about their murmuring from the start. It was after the fact that he's revealed himself as the God through the plagues, through the Red Sea, through appearing on Mount Sinai. Yet, after all that pursuing, they still misunderstand him so much. It's in that heartbreak, in that being misunderstood, in that rejection. He is like you and I, just frustrated to not knowing how else can I pursue you, to let you know how important you are to me. Why can't you trust me? Why do you trust your abusers more than you trust me? So beloved, today will you accept his invitation to let him love you more, to let him bless you more, to let him reveal his character, his ways, his blessings, so that you don't need to force yourself to have quote-unquote more faith or become more obedient or somehow figure a way to become a quote-unquote better Christian. But as you let his spirit abide in you, the safety of his love will change you. And there's no better season to embrace this than when you're single, because there's no competition for your energy and time, and it's just you and God. Will you take him on this journey? This was a personal invitation that Jesus extended to me more than 10 years ago, to just start dating him and letting it be our honeymoon season while I waited upon the Lord. And honestly, I have never regretted one moment of it. Yes, there were ups and downs, and just like any other couple in real life, there were times of frustrations, times of not understanding, and times of just lukewarmness maybe. Or even kind of boring, you know, the mundane of life. But all of that was a blessing. All of that was part of the intimacy. And beloved, silver and gold I have none, but may the love of God, may the joy of being strengthened by his love be what I can give to you today. So thank you once again for joining me on this podcast of this time together. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will take this message and put it into good soil for you so that it may grow abundantly and fruitfully. Because beloved, like I said in the beginning, this is not a season of barrenness. You are not in a season of waiting. You're not in a season of in between. This is your season to be fruitful. This is the season for you to be blessed and to be expanded and to grow. I'm excited to know what that means for each and every one of you. So if you would reach out to me on social media and tell me your story, I would love to hear from you. So please look me up on social media, Simone the Beloved, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a blessed and wonderful week. And remember, you are never alone. You are accepted, you belong, and you are loved.